I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians in Bangladesh are feeling the pressure cooker of persecution. Why? Well, stick around for that update, as well as an update on how God is at work in West Africa. We'll bring you that story in just a few moments. And we'll begin today with a question. What do you do when your nation or community threatens to turn against you? In the case of former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, you go into exile. For Christians who make up less than 0.5% of the nation's 168 million plus people, you might feel pressure to keep your head down. Leo Sharkar with A3 explains why. After violent clashes with student-led protests this summer, the once brutal police force can no longer preserve civil order. Christians want to avoid mob violence, but they also want to speak boldly of Christ.
Legally, we are free to preach the gospel, and even people can change their religion. But the problem is the practical reality. If anything goes wrong, people may get angry and come and attack the church, and we legally cannot ask, you know, support or help from the police. So that's why we are trying to go low profile.
An interim government is in place after Hasina fled in August, but food insecurity remains a daily issue for many Bangladeshis, and unrest is a continued threat. Pray for faithfulness for brothers and sisters in Christ in a tough situation.
Pray for the churches to be more witnessing to the community. We need to be a part of the community. In some extent, sometimes, you know, we are separated from the communities.
Meanwhile, Jordan's foreign minister recently pushed the UN Security Council to hit Israel with a weapons embargo. Yet 2 weeks ago, Jordan shot down several Iranian missiles headed towards Israel. It goes to show a hot and cold relationship between Israel and Jordan. The two nations have a formal peace treaty and often coordinate on security issues and natural resources. Samuel with Redemptive Stories tells us.
A large portion of our drinking water in Jordan comes from Israel, so from desalination plants that are in the Mediterranean that pump water over to us for us to survive.
Yet Jordan has a large Palestinian refugee population, and with many Arab countries normalizing relations with Israel.
The Palestinians in particular, as well as some other countries that may be involved in this, wanted that to not occur, particularly Iran, in order to continue to keep the undertones of hatred towards Israel. But more Arab countries historically than ever before to this point are wanting to normalize relationships with Israel in order to bring about peace.
So what can you do?
Be praying that God would bring healing through this, healing in individuals' lives, but ultimately healing on a grander scale where the Prince of Peace would reign.
Finally, Guinea is one of the poorest countries in West Africa. Humanitarian relief and medical care can mean the difference between life and death for remote communities. Mission Aviation Fellowship flies in the gap with aviation services for humanitarian, medical, and gospel outreaches in the name of Christ. MAF's Guinea Country Director Lisa says that last part is key.
This is 13 million unreached people who live in Guinea, and that means that you have 95% of the population who maybe don't know a Christian or there's no churches in their communities.
MAF works with a small but faithful church in Guinea.
Over 80% of our flights currently are for mission and church partners, which means that we are transporting pastors who are going maybe back to their home church, or maybe they're planting new churches. We've just heard of a new partner with us that wants to go out and plant 5 different churches in the interior.
God has even opened doors to impact Guinea's government leaders when MAF repatriated an official's body to his home village for burial.
We sat with the authorities and we were able to very clearly express and explain why we were doing this flight. That is the love of Christ that compels us.
MAF's gospel ministry is fueled by your prayers and support. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. It paints a dynamic portrait of how God is using TWR, its partners, and media to transform individuals' lives. We hope it'll embolden God's calling in your own life. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.